There we go. And we have the opportunity this morning to spend a little bit of time with Superintendent of Bartlesville Public Instruction, Chuck McCauley. And first of all, you are off this week. That's marvelous.
Yeah, school, last day of the semester was on Friday the 16th, and kids will be back. They're off for a couple of weeks, and our kids and teachers will all be back on Monday, January 2nd. So hopefully everyone has a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, the dance that was set for Friday night will now be held in January.
Yeah, actually, we were going to have it on that Saturday, not on 17th, and that weather came in, so they moved it to Saturday the 14th of January. That's right.
That's right. I got off on my calendar day, but I knew it was canceled over the weekend.
Weather-wise, I think we'd have been better off if it would have been on Friday. We'd have been okay.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, and I commented, of course, growing up in a different time, in a different place, my school would have said, hey, there's not even 6 inches on the ground yet. Have it.
You know? That's right. That's right. We get pretty excited around here when we see a little snow.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things going on within the schools, and let's see, back on a school board meeting a week or two ago, you had the opportunity to get several updates. Dan Kelleher, sure, out in front of the board, at least for a start.
That's exactly right. Dan, we've been working with him. He's our architect for the 2016 bond projects, and he shared with our board an update. We had met open bids the week prior, and so during the meeting, our board approved tennis courts that'll be at the high school. Mm-hmm. That will be at the same location where they currently are. We currently have five tennis courts, and it'll be a complete remodel. We'll have six, and our board later approved that bid. And so that work is scheduled to start right after the new year, which we're real excited about that. And the bidder said it was about a 100-day project, but of course we're right in the middle of the winter season. So I think probably ideally it would be ready mid-April, but realistically we'll just have to see how it goes with weather. So we're
mid-April, mid-June, what? No, I don't think it'll take that long.
I hope not, but we're real excited about that. You know, at a prior board meeting we had approved track to be resurfaced, and so that work is also scheduled to be after about the same time, 1st of January, but once again, that's kind of weather permitting. And that's really about a 2-week project in terms of that resurfacing of the track.
Yeah, looking at the rest of December, I don't know how many consecutive days you need to get it in, but we are looking more in the upper 40s to 60s than we were in the, 0 to 10 degree range. So
we got a chance.
Yeah,
is what I hear you saying there, Charlie. And then also we shared. We're real excited about, in terms of replacing some buses, we have some old buses, and we're going to replace, actually January 4th, we're going to open bids for 15 route buses, which we're going to replace all of our buses that were 1998 or older. And so 15 of those route buses, we're going to open bids on a couple of activity buses, and then also a couple of the smaller people mover buses. And so hopefully be prepared to approve those bids, hopefully get good bids in, and be prepared to approve those at the January 16th school board meeting, which it depends what's in stock and what has to be ordered and how that goes, but we're hopeful by the end of the school year that we have those buses in. For sure by the start of the next school year we should have those. And so once we do have those buses in, we will be declaring those old buses surplus, and we'll have an auction for those. So probably be most likely be the end of the school year, and I'll be talking to you about it once we know more about dates, Charlie, but we'll definitely be doing that.
Did I see some pictures on Facebook on those activity buses, more of a Bruin colors than a traditional school bus color?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're real excited about that. And so our activity buses, which are new to us, and so what the big advantage of those is they have some additional storage underneath, and so it's very handy for our athletic teams or for our music, our band and orchestra, to take instruments and when they go on long trips. And every school that we in our area, or large schools anyway, see those. But yes, they will have our school as our athletic director, as long with our transportation manager, with some input from our staff in terms of what that wrap is going to look like. And so it's going to have Bruin school colors, so which will be exciting.
Yeah.
I know our folks are really excited about having that as well.
Now, when you talk about taking those buses on a long trip, you're not talking about the trip to Italy, right?
That's exactly right. We do have quite a few kids going to Italy next week, actually. They're leaving on the 27th, I believe that's right. Our high school band, orchestra, and choir, they're going to Italy for about a week. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful trip. It's something that typically have done an international trip, that group, every 4 years. And so that way a kid, when they're in high school, at some point they'll go. I know my own son was able to, when he was a sophomore in high school, they went to Ireland. Mm-hmm. And so was able to experience that. So that's something that they've been, that's you know, it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of fundraising. And these are all done for, these were no school funds were used. Those were all donated funds in terms of kids fundraised for that, or they paid for it themselves too.
Right.
So it's a wonderful experience. I'm really happy for the kids to get to experience that. You know, Charlie, one other thing I wanted to mention that people actually can see now, if they could drive by, at the old Madison building,
mm-hmm.
That demolition process is ongoing. Matter of fact, the asbestos abatement was finished up last week, the beginning of December, and so, a matter of fact, the gym part of it should be, that demolition should start, actually this will start on Tuesday of this week, so actually over the next few weeks we'll really see see that building start to come down.
That's
so
exciting.
Yes.
Not from the standpoint that a building is coming down, but all the other accompanying things that come with it as far as being able to market that property, mm-hmm. and from sure from your cost standpoint, not having to insure it, not having to heat it, not having to, we can go on down the list.
That's exactly right, Charlie. It's about 111,000 square feet of property that we're having to maintain and insure, and so it's something that we won't have to. We're real excited about getting that off of our books, so we're pleased about that.
Yeah, and those dollars, I'm sure, have already been programmed long time ago into other projects last fiscal year.
That's exactly right. Well, and these are, and the demolition was actually part of the 2013 bond issue when we decided to go to a four-year high school and for old Madison to move into new Madison. And so those funds were allocated at that time. So we're excited to get that project complete. It will be complete soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're not going to say how many days or weeks in a soon, but
that's exactly right. I know that when the bid was approved, that was 100 days. What was their estimate of what it would take? So, so should be in the next few weeks, we'll be seeing that building, taken away actually.
Yeah. So go take some pictures of it now. If for some reason or other, I know a lot of people have already, taken some souvenirs from that building as far as faculty and staff and a few things that people who have got special memories from that building. Could you still get a brick or something from it?
It's probably a little late now, Charlie.
Yeah.
We've been communicating with our staff. Obviously, we've known this plan was coming for a long time now.
Yeah.
And so we feel like, especially the folks over at Madison, I know we went through there was a lot of interest in the Mustang on the wood floor, and so that was actually removed, and we moved it over into the new Madison, and right now we're trying to, that group is trying to figure out the best way to display that,
mm-hmm.
Which will be a neat thing for people to see, you know, when we have graduating classes come through. Those are the type of things that they like to see. So we have that. That has been secured.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the best shape in terms of trying to figure out how we're going to put it together and display it. It's kind of the challenge. That's kind of the challenge that we're looking at now.
Well, I guess it's a good kind of challenge to have. And
mm-hmm.
With the expertise or with the help of our local architectural firms,
it's
going to get done.
That's exactly right. So it's an exciting, it's exciting as we move forward with these, you know, in terms of, you make all the plans and when it's exciting to see it actually happen when you get to this point.
Absolutely. This is going to be great. We'll take a short break and continue our time with Superintendent Chuck McCauley as we observe the final Community Connection for this calendar year coming up in just a bit.